This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. The 2026 Subaru Outback features new styling, as well as standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and EyeSight Driver Assist technology. Learn more at Subaru.com/Outback. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Slightly jazzy tune there from American composer Alan Shulman called Rendezvous, performed there by the Tashi Ensemble here on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you could make the rendezvous with me today. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep classical music going on a Tuesday afternoon. This will involve pianist Claudio Arrau and one of the Transcendental Etudes, Ricordanza by Franz Liszt, a little bit later. And the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, we've got a nice performance of them with the Petite Symphony by Charles Gounod, all in just a little bit. The New York Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Kurt Mazur, they have violinist Anne Sophia Mutter in this recording of music by Robert Schumann that he composed back in 1853, back in the day, a creation for, at the time, violin virtuoso Joseph Joachim. A fantasy for violin and orchestra in C major. That's next on Kansas Public Radio. A Fantasy for Violin and Orchestra in C Major, written in 1853 by Robert Schumann. We heard the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, led by conductor Kurt Mazur, and violinist Anne Sophia Mutter, here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 12:25 now, and still to come is the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra. They'll have Charles Gounod's Petite Symphony for us in just a little over 10 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines, seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu. It's another hot day, but a little relief may be just around the corner. Right now it's 90 degrees on the KU campus, highs around 93 today, with sunny skies. Tonight clear, lows of 66 degrees, and tomorrow we should have temperatures in the mid-80s, as well as a chance of showers for Wednesday evening, 40% chance of rain then, lows in the mid-60s. Next up to KPR, pianist Claudio Arrau has a performance on piano for us from Franz Liszt, Transcendental Etude No. 9, Ricordanza, on Kansas Public Radio. There, Ricordanza, or Transcendental Etude No. 9, by Franz Liszt, performed by pianist Claudio Arrau on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is 12:38, and at the top of the hour, we have NPR News awaiting us with classical music to enjoy until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon. You know, when you become a sustaining member, it's a great way to recognize that KPR is here for you day in and day out. And you can be here for KPR in the same way. Support us with an ongoing monthly gift, and then feel great knowing that every time you tune in to listen, you're a part of making it happen. Become a sustainer today over at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for your support. We have time to bring you the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Christopher Hogwood. And from French composer Charles Gounod, we have a marvelous creation that he put together for members of a Parisian wind ensemble in 1885. This is Charles Gounod's Petite Symphony in B-flat major. Christopher Hogwood and the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra take it away on KPR. The Petite Symphony in B-flat major, composed in 1885 by Charles Gounod, played by the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 1 p.m. Stay tuned for NPR News and the next hour of classical music, which brings us, among other things, Glazunov's Seventh Symphony. Support for classical music comes from Working with Dreams, Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, assisting those undertaking the path of individuation through dream interpretation and the analytical psychology of Carl Jung. More at workingwithdreams.com.
Were you a nosy kid?
Every weekday morning on NPR News.
Morning edition, that is every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sometimes we can't.
You can Iguchi with that story. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, a private search engine and browser. DuckDuckGo believes AI should be optional and private. Now with Duck.ai, users can chat privately with AI. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Philharmonic Orchestra there, led by Vladimir Ashkenazy, and the Love Dance from Sergei Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet Ballet on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome back. I'm Jeff Watson, and I have some more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. We've got a gorgeous symphony coming up in this 1 p.m. hour, the seventh, written by Alexander Glazunov. The Bamberg Symphony will have that performance in about 15 minutes' time, right here on KPR. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. We have Italian chamber music. Early music from Ottorino Respighi, whose heyday was really the early 1920s, but before that, while still in his student days in 1902, he spent a little time in the St. Petersburg Conservatory, where he studied for a little while under Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We have some music that dates from that time, written in 1902, his piano quintet in F minor, pianist Patricia Prati with the Venice Quartet. Next, on KPR. Early chamber music from Ottorino Respighi, his piano quintet in F minor, which was composed while studying at the St. Petersburg Conservatory in 1902. Today we heard the Venice Quartet and pianist Patricia Prati. It's 1:27. And at the top of the hour, NPR News awaits us. Classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could be with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Every day you hear the difference on KPR. in-depth news and thoughtful civil conversations. Our news coverage is made possible by listeners like you. More than 97% of KPR's operating budget comes from private support. Now more than ever before is the time to invest in KPR and the news that matters. Discover how you can make a difference. Contribute now at that website, support.kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you, all of you, for your marvelous support of KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, providing peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. Well, the music that we just heard, Respighi's Piano Quintet, as mentioned, was written in 1902. At the time he was writing that, composer Alexander Glazunov was putting the finishing touches on one of his most beautiful symphonies, Symphony No. 7 in F Major, the Pastoral Symphony, which likewise was completed in the summer of 1902. Today we'll hear the Bamberg Symphony and conductor Neeme Järvi here on KPR. Alexander Glazunov's Pastoral Symphony, Symphony No. 7 in F Major, completed in 1902, and played today by the Bamberg Symphony and conductor Neeme Järvi here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is almost 2 p.m., and in just a moment, NPR News, followed by the next hour of music, which will bring us Spanish dances, Hungarian rondos, and symphonic variations for piano and orchestra by Arthur Somerville, all just ahead.
Nursing is the considered from NPR News.
Be with us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
And how it'll be funded.
That's Lauren Frey reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, where investors have a range of choices to pursue investing goals, from self-directed investing to full-service wealth management, all in one place. More at schwab.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Antony Dvorak, we heard Polonaise from the opera Rusalka. We heard the Minnesota Orchestra under conductor Eiji Ue on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once more. I'm Jeb Watson, and I have a little bit more classical music before 3 p.m. Coming up for violin and piano, a collection of Spanish dances by composer Moritz Moszkowski. For piano and orchestra, symphonic variations contained in a suite known as Normandy by English composer Arthur Somerville. The BBC Scottish Symphony has that for us in just a little while. Thanks for being here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org. Here's the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and an exciting rondo on Hungarian themes, Hungarian Rondo by Zoltán Kodály on Kansas Public Radio. A lively Hungarian rondo from composer Zoltán Kodály, performed by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now. We have the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra joining us in the second half of the hour with a set of symphonic variations for piano and orchestra by English composer Arthur Somerville called Normandy. Stay with us for that on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And Spider Arc Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at spiderarcconstructors.com. Here at the KU campus, it is 90 degrees, sunny skies, warming up to about 92 today. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-60s. We might get a little bit of a break from the summer heat tomorrow with temperatures in the mid-80s, sunny skies. Tomorrow night has a chance of showers and thunderstorms late, with lows in the mid-60s and showers likely on Thursday, with temperatures dropping to about 79. Our next performance is given by violinist Mella Tenenbaum and pianist Richard Kapp. The music is by a Polish composer who came a little bit after the time of Chopin. Moritz Moszkowski's Spanish Dances, next on KPR. For violin and piano, Spanish Dances from the 19th century German-Polish composer Moritz Moszkowski. We heard violinist Mella Tenenbaum and pianist Richard Kapp here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:36, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And there's a little bit more classical music for you tonight between 7 and 9 p.m. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Kansas is going to be holding its primary election on August 4th, and with more than 20 candidates for governor and the U.S. Senate, it can be hard to keep track. We asked each of the candidates to record a pitch especially for KPR listeners. Hear them on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Be informed and vote. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, with five locations across eastern Kansas in Topeka, Osage City, Iola, Emporia, and El Dorado, working to empower persons with disabilities. More at rcilinc.org. We're joined now by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra. We've got a set of symphonic variations written in 1912 by English composer Arthur Somerville. These were variations for piano and orchestra that were based on a tune taken from northern France, which gives us its the piece's name, Normandy. Here's Martin Brabbins, the BBC Scottish Symphony, and pianist Martin Roscoe on KPR. Normandy, Symphonic Variations for Piano and Orchestra by Arthur Somerville, composed in 1912. Played this afternoon by the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, led by Martin Brabbins, along with pianist Martin Roscoe, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost 3 o'clock, and just about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. More classical music awaits you this evening between 7 and 9 p.m. I'm Jeb Watson. It's about time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. Thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon, and I'll be with you again from noon to 3 p.m. tomorrow on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, presenting Dom Flemons of the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Lawrence's South Park, Sunday, August 23rd. More information at fidpick.org.